helping students and healthcare professionals not just survive, but thrive with a purpose. This is the CMDA Student Pulse Podcast with your host, Bill Reichart, National Director of CMDA Campus Ministries.
Well, welcome to another episode of CMDA Student Pulse Podcast. I'm Bill Reichart, National Director for our Campus and Community Ministries here at CMDA. And my guest with me is Dr. Andrew Wilson. Andrew, welcome.
Hello, Bill. Thanks for having me. Really honored and privileged to be here with you today.
Yeah, no, I'm glad we're able to pull this together. I know you're a very busy fellow, but I think the things that we're about to talk about are going to be so important, especially for those who are still in the, you know, the student years before residency, as they continue through that, as they think about residency and beyond. I think some of your experiences are going to be very important for you to be able to share and for our listeners to hear. So before we dive in, let me just give our listeners and those watching a brief kind of overview of who Andrew is. D.O., Andrew Wilson, is serving as a major in the U.S. Army. He's from Southern California, where he completed his medical training at Western University, then relocated to San Antonio, Texas, and completed his internal medicine residency and cardiology fellowship at Brooke Army Medical Center. Now, currently, Andrew is an interventional cardiologist fellow at the University of Texas at Austin. Andrew also serves as our national student resident rep for the NRFC, which is our national resident fellow community. He is happily married to his wife, Alexis, who is a pediatrician herself, and they enjoy serving together in CMDA and their church. Well, a lot going on with you, Andrew. I know you have a busy and meaningful life. There's a lot there. But, you know, one of the things that, you know, in our conversations offline before this time together, I've heard you talk about just how important and the opportunities that God gives one, even in fellowship, I think in residency, I should say as well, because it can seem like life only gets busier. My son-in-law is a resident. I see it firsthand, vicariously. There I watch that he is very busy, uber busy, over busy, a lot going on. And yet, there's a real importance of still discovering and learning and seeing how God can use one and build his kingdom through those residency years. And perhaps you could share a little bit of, you know, how God taught you some of that, some of the opportunities that you saw, particularly in San Antonio, Texas, where you were a resident there for a few years.
Absolutely, Bill. I think one of the main themes I want to get across today is no matter how busy we get, like you mentioned, things are really not going to slow down, especially in the career that we've chosen in medicine. Residency and fellowship are busy, but certainly the responsibilities and stakes are even higher once you're in attending. So I feel that establishing good spiritual habits and strengthening your walk while you're in your training is of the utmost importance, because if you don't start those habits now, I think you may never. But as far as, I'd love to tell a little bit about my journey with CMDA. My wife and I, we became part of CMDA in 2021. So it was right after the COVID pandemic was ending. And I was just starting my first year of fellowship of general cardiology. And we actually found, found out about a CMDA event happening over social media. And my wife had a chance encounter with Mitzi Roberts, who now is just one of our nearest and dearest friends and spiritual mentors. She's the director here in San Antonio. And anyhow, she had put an ad out for something called a resident checkup. It was the first first meeting of its kind, but it was a ministry that was geared particularly towards residents and fellows to kind of encourage some spiritual community and fellowship and encourage that particular population. So we attended that, and we were just kind of blown away by the hospitality that the Roberts offered us. They offered us a warm meal, a really intimate devotional, and we were just introduced to a fantastic community of Christian healthcare professionals. And from there, we just got involved with CMDA. We kind of jumped in with both feet and got involved with their Tuesday night Bible studies, their marriage ministry called First Fridays. We went to their marriage retreat. And then very quickly thereafter, we started actually getting involved with many of their serving opportunities, both locally and eventually culminating into an international medical mission with them.
Well, Andrew, I think it's safe to say that that kind of level of commitment and determination and tenacity to stay connected and to make that investment did not happen in a vacuum. So let me just back up a little bit. How did you come to know the Lord? What's your story?
I was very blessed and fortunate to have been raised in a Christian home by two my parents who have loved the Lord for many, many years. And I grew up in the church, but I don't think I really started taking my faith seriously until I was really in probably like my junior year of high school. A very particular memory of mine was attending a summer camp for our church there in Southern California. They had this great summer camp. It was called the Surf Camp. And the way they got youth to come was by teaching them to surf along the beach. It was at a beach called San Clemente. I remember I really wasn't too excited about going. My older brother kind of dragged me along, and I had some other plans with my friends, and I was thinking of any reason not to go. And it was really during that retreat that the Lord was really just tugging at my heart and really just speaking to me that I needed to take ownership of my faith and no longer just attend church because my parents brought me along or my brother brought me along. I asked Jesus to come into my heart and be my personal savior. And I surrendered to him on that trip. And I was actually baptized in the Pacific Ocean on that trip. And, you know, I've been walking with the Lord since, and, you know, I've definitely had my shortcomings, but, ever since then, that's when I think I started taking my faith seriously.
Were you looking for maybe CMDA or something like that when you started medical school at Western? I mean, was that on your radar? How did CMDA find you, or how did you find it?
Yeah, you know, I can't say that I was really involved too much during medical school. I really wish I had been. I don't believe we had a CMDA chapter there. I knew we did have a Christian kind of fellowship community there, but it was not a CMDA chapter. And so, like I said, I didn't actually become involved with CMDA until I was a fellow in 2021. I really felt like I was kind of making up for lost time. I really wish I had been part of it before, because it can be such a discouraging field at times, as far as understanding that there are other believers out there, and that a lot of us may actually be flying under the radar. Just to find that community with each other. I can't encourage, you know, young students to find that early enough. You really should take advantage of what CMDA has to offer.
Yeah, Andrew, it seems like it works almost in the opposite direction. What we discover is students connect with CMDA during, you know, as an M1 or D1 or whatever, you know, wherever they happen to be going, and they get connected. And then when those clinical rotations start, then, you know, their activity engagement begins to taper off. And during residency, they just, we call it, I know it sounds a little pejorative, but we call it the black hole. I mean, just students disappear in residency. And again, we understand why it's tempting to do that, because it's just crazy busy and you know, unlike anything they've ever experienced. So we often see that in the opposite direction, and yet you really, CMDA wasn't so much a part of your med school as now it's become a part of your fellowship, and that's encouraging to hear, and it's encouraging to see that journey start even a couple years, you know, a little bit later during the trajectory. Of course, CMDA is there not just during your training years, but during your entire professional career as well. What would you say has been a way that having that community has helped you in residency? Has it helped you through any particular challenges that you have faced, or maybe you and Alexis? I mean, I would think a medical marriage is even exponentially more difficult for, you know, because now we have two crazy busy people living in the same house, putting, you know, trying to build a life together. How has the community that's come along you with CMDA, especially during your fellowship time, your residency. How has that helped you? And any specific examples, perhaps you can recall that if that you can look back at and say, yeah, this was so important that I was connected. It tethered me to something that I really needed during a very difficult season, a difficult moment.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of instances I could think of. I guess what comes to my mind first off is, just spending so much time at work and being surrounded by a lot of non-believers. You tend to, if you stay in the world, you kind of become of the world. And I felt at various points during my residency and fellowship that I was almost starting to conform to a lot of the ways that some of my, maybe non-believing colleagues practiced their patient care and kind of just spoke outside of work. And I think to find that community of other Christian healthcare professionals really just reminded me of what a Christian healthcare provider, how their care should look differently and how their conduct should look differently. So the friendships that I've made through CMDA have just been incredible. And they've been, students, residents, their spouses. It's just been an incredible network of people that I've been able to confide in. I've been able to just spend a very quality fellowship time with and just be encouraged by. In addition to that, the various marriage ministries that CMDA has offered and a lot of their serving opportunities has really strengthened my marriage. I think there's something special to be said about serving with your spouse. Doing that kind of activity together just really, I think, just builds that love and trust for one another and just helps us just to be kind of in unison, putting God at the center of our marriage and, kind of growing our walk together. And, we definitely have CMDA to thank. And I think also, I'll say one other thing is just, we of course attend a church and we've been attending a church for some time and we love our body of brothers and sisters in Christ there, but there is something to be said about just being able to instantly relate to a lot of the members of CMDA that maybe you're under the same kind of sources of stress or going through similar trials such as as yourself. And that's just kind of been invaluable because it often is a little difficult for folks that may not be in the field or, especially residency training, fellowship training to understand some of the things that we're going through. Not to say our walk is necessarily any harder than others, but just to kind of relate and understand some of those unique challenges of postgraduate training. So just the community and marriage strengthening are the two things that come to mind for the community we found in CMDA.
Yeah, no, that's a good word, Andrew. I think, we were not created to do this journey by ourselves. We need one another. I'm reminded of Proverbs 27, as iron sharpens iron, so does one person sharpen another person. And we need one another. And I think medicine can be very isolating, can it? You're working hard, you're keeping your head down, you're going 60 miles an hour with your hair on fire. There's a lot there, and we are meant to do this in community, and having others alongside of us, around us, can really strengthen us, and especially those who maybe have walked the journey a little bit further along can be real mentors to us. I imagine have you found other couples that you've been able to learn from that have been, navigating this journey a little longer than you? And how has that helped, especially as it relates to your marriage with Alexis?
Absolutely. First and foremost, drop a couple names. I mean, Mike and Mitzi Roberts, they're just incredible spiritual giants and mentors to us. For one, Mike did a full career in the Army. So I can kind of relate to him in that respect. And just the hearts of service that they have for the Lord, just opening up their home to a large San Antonio body, opening up their home weekly, feeding them physically and the word. they've just been incredible mentors to us. And just Mitzi was the one who, and she was the one who really encouraged me to apply to be a national resident rep, encouraged me to serve, on multiple instances and speak at our fall banquet, just many, many things that I may not have readily volunteered for, but, you know, being spurred on by someone that I admire so much, just was a huge encouragement. Paul and Phyllis Morton, I don't know if you know them. They facilitate our marriage ministry for CMDA, and he's a retired OBGYN. His wife is a retired ICU nurse. So they've been doing this First Friday marriage ministry for like the past 20 years, and also hosting multiple, numerous couples at their house, just loving on us through, again, hot meal and devotionals, and just opening up their home to us. So just many of the CMDA elders and couples and leadership is just, they've been a huge inspiration to Alexis and I, and something that we would strive to be in the future. Truly to give back to this community.
Yeah. You've been really blessed with a great ministry, as you mentioned, Mitzi. Mitzi was actually on this podcast a while back, and I can put that link to that podcast episode in the show notes. Great, great conversation with Mitzi. She's got a real heart for the Lord, heart for discipling the Bible, the scriptures. She loves the word. You've got a great ministry there. A lot of people around Mitzi and that work at CMDA, but suffice it to say, I think either you know personally or you've heard, I mean, there are a lot of local ministries that just don't have strong local communities. Many do, some don't. Some don't even, maybe they have something for students, but maybe not always a lot for residents. So speak to that issue as a resident to maybe other residents who are thinking, boy, I would love to get involved in something like San Antonio was to offer, but what can I do? I'm isolated. I'm in a kind of a rural community, or I'm set apart from other Christians that I can connect with. So, what would you suggest? How would you speak into that?
Yeah, and that's a situation I think a lot of our residents are in. A lot of them match in places, and they're kind of in a new frontier where they're maybe not surrounded by any family or friends. And as we were saying, it can be quite isolating. You know, I was really blessed to have that community here in San Antonio, but you're definitely not out of luck if you are in that situation where you're kind of on an island. Our big initiative really as part of the NRFC has been to at least virtually connect with one another. As we're doing now, we strive to have twice monthly devotionals. In fact, we just had one last night. So the second and fourth Mondays of every month, we are on Zoom at it would be 8 p.m. Eastern time, and we do a devotional, you know, every 2 weeks. And usually the devotional is either a guest speaker. We're actually going to have Mitzi on in a few weeks. Dr. Falk, we've had before. Dr. Bill Geiger, I think there's a various talented and inspirational and faith giants that are speaking to us on that. And then when we don't have guest speakers, we're going over the Faith RX video series, which this is my first time going through it, and it's been an incredibly enriching and a blessed curriculum that goes over how to practice your faith in your clinical practices. It's ways to basically make your faith shine during your faith practices. That is open to all. We have a WhatsApp chat that maybe that link can be included in this podcast description. And that is just an open forum for residents all across the nation to communicate with one another and perhaps even connect and find out that they may be in the same city so that they can meet up and maybe meet up in person and things. And then the national convention, which happens every year, which we both attended. Fantastic time. That's actually a time that we can get together physically and not meet on Zoom, but rather meet in person and kind of fellowship there. So, you know, we do have regular meeting times and an outlet to meet one another and kind of pray for each other's needs, celebrate each other's triumphs and pray for each other's struggles.
All those elements are real important. The training, the equipping time you're doing virtually, the WhatsApp group, which I you know, dip in once in a while and I see, you know, people are able to pray for one another. Somebody says, hey, something's happened, can you go pray? People are sharing requests, they're asking questions. There's an element of community developing there. And again, these things are augmenting what we hope can take place, which is some in-person contact, like you mentioned, the national convention. And we'll put links in the show notes about all that. You'll have a page on CMDA, we'll reference that. That's a good landing place to kind of get all this information and more. The VIE poster session, there's all kinds of stuff that's happening that I think connects residents well. And, you know, and then Lord willing, you know, there can be, and, you know, maybe there's nothing there, but maybe something locally could start. We've seen residents just reaching out to one or two other fellow residents. They kind of discover, like, hey, you're a Christian? Yeah. Oh, I'm a Christian. Let's get together and have a morning devotional, Bible study, or let's pray, or just spend whatever it might be. And so, you know, CMBA is here to come alongside and support. Certainly you and the leadership of the NRFC are there to come alongside and support. So you are not in this alone. And I think that's the big message to pull away.
Just two other plugs really quickly. I just want to really emphasize, especially for residents, your membership to CMBA is completely free. If you go on the NRFC's website, all we ask is just for your contact info so we can get in touch with you. But it costs nothing to you. And then second, I know Pam Smyth has just been a fantastic resource and super helpful at, you know, if you reach out to her, she can put you into contact with your local area director. That's how I got into contact with the area director here in Austin, since we're new here, and we found a church because of her. So CMDA is everywhere. And you know, if you want to get in contact with members from this body, it's one email away, really.
Yep, it is, certainly is. Well, kind of as we begin to wrap this time up, maybe look back, speak to those who are maybe soon to be or not yet residents. They're still in their medical school training. And what would you say to them as they're, you know, working through what does it mean to be a Christ follower in medicine, and then how this is going to look for them as a resident? Any decisions that you might encourage them to be making, choices now that can set them up for future success? What would be some things you would do to just encourage students listening?
If I could have, I guess, spoken to myself when I was, finishing up my medical school years, I would tell myself and others, life certainly goes on in residency. It's an incredibly busy time, but it, you know, it's very gratifying, and there is time to still grow your faith and your walk with the Lord, and even have opportunities to serve. You know, certainly it takes some getting used to, and you don't have to do things, you know, the first week of your intern year, but I would make a conscious effort to find a spiritual community that can support you through your trials and kind of triumphs of residency. So whether that, you know, that be through your spouse or your group of friends or through CMDA, certainly I would not cloister yourself away and just try to kind of white knuckle your way through residency and just think that, oh, if I can just survive this 3 years, because you may find yourself just drifting away from the Lord during that time. And then two, if your schedule can accommodate any kind of, you know, opportunities to serve, there really can be opportunities there, whether that be through your church or CMDA, you know, through our chapter in San Antonio. I had several opportunities to serve at some free medical clinics. One was called Church Under the Bridge. That was locally here in the city, so it didn't take much time at all. It was like one Saturday morning. Then I started branching out. We did a wheelchair mission trip in Del Rio, close to the border of Mexico. And that was just a day trip to help outfit disabled children from Mexico with wheelchairs. And then what I thought was going to be impossible happened. We prayed about going to the Dominican Republic to do a medical mission there. And when I first started contemplating it, I did not think that my fellowship or the army was going to give me permission to go on that trip, but God opened up those doors. And it was just a week's time. I was able to not miss, anything that, prevented me from graduating on time. So I would just say, if your heart has those desires to serve the Lord, He will open the doors. He'll show off and He'll open those doors for you. And like I said, I just really want to foot stomp that point of, if you don't establish these habits now during residency and possibly fellowship, you may never, because attending life is going to be that much busier. Maybe you'll be married with kids at that time and have a lot less time than you think. So, stay faithful. So yeah, community, finding spiritual community and, finding opportunities to serve if that's your heart's desire is just two things that I would place a high importance on, while in residency. One last thing I'll say is, I remember one of, cause I think the limiting factor for all residents and fellows is it's, they just don't have time. That's the number one reason of why they can't do the things they want to do, or maybe even spend time with the Lord. But I remember the pastor at our church told us, if you think you don't have time, maybe you're busier than God wants you to be. You saying you don't have enough time is kind of telling God that He didn't give you enough time to do the things that you need to do or to serve Him. And I think that's kind of a convicting statement to if we're being honest with ourselves, to give all of our time to our work and none to Him. So that's something I think that we have to sort out in our own hearts and reconcile.
That's a good word. That's a good way to kind of put a bow on this conversation, Andrew. I appreciate you, brother. I thank you for your service. Thank you for your leadership. To the other fellow residents, to CMDA, and just again, thank you for all that. I got to see you up close and personal as a real leader at the National Convention, and you're a real gatherer. I could tell that just gathering people and building community. So I can see that the things that you've experienced have definitely been an overflow in your life, and that you are sharing that gift with others. So, Andrew, again, thank you for the time, because you're right. This is one of the most precious commodities you can give. But thank you for giving that, and thank you for you and Alexis doing what you do together as a couple for the Lord. So. God bless you, brother. Thanks.
Thank you, Bill. Again, just thank you for having me. I'm really honored to be on this podcast. I've listened, the episodes I've listened to have just been the most inspiring and just encouraging testimonies from the students that have been on. So I'm just honored to have been invited on this podcast. I think it's just fantastic. And I hope that this is, I hope it's an encouragement for listeners. So just thank you for having me on. And I really do have a passion and love for CMDA, and especially reaching residents and students and fellows out there. I'd love to meet you. Please include my contact information in the podcast notes. Please, if anybody has any questions on anything, serving opportunities, just residency fellowship, I would love to speak with them.
Fantastic. We'll do that. We've got a lot of stuff we're going to put down there, a lot of stuff to follow up on. So that's great. Thank you again, Andrew.
Thanks, Bill. Have a blessed night, okay?
All right, you too. Bye. Well, this is the time of the podcast where we share some things that you need to know. First of all, if you haven't done so already, make sure you download the CMDA Student Life app. Let me tell you, this is the place where We communicate, we give you the resources and everything you need to stay connected with CMDA. On the app, you can join CMDA. And that's one thing we encourage you to do. Stay connected with CMDA by joining. And here's the good news. As a student, joining is absolutely free. But the resources you're going to get are priceless. So stay connected with CMDA by joining. Also through the Student Life app, there's resources for downloadable Bible studies. The podcast is on there. And all kinds of ways to stay connected and be informed about CMDA. So download that app and get connected. Also, one last thing that you need to know is if you want to stay connected with some of the more late-breaking news and information, we're on the socials. We're on the Facebook, the X, and Instagram. And so simply find us at the handle at CMDA Student Life, and we've got all kinds of information there as well. So, as always, we look forward to talking to you next time on the next episode of CMDA Student Pulse Podcast.
Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time. CMDA's Student Pulse Podcast is a production of the Christian Medical and Dental Associations. The opinions expressed by guests on this podcast are not necessarily endorsed by the organization. CMDA is non-partisan and does not endorse political parties or candidates for public office. The views expressed on Student Pulse Podcast reflect judgments regarding principles and values held by CMDA and its members.